My father ended up in St. Catharines, Ontario, and that's where I was born eventually. Well, I started off in the working in the elevators, and I guess, of course, easier to get into the elevators when your father was an inspector for the government. Right after that, I said, this is no good for me, so I decided to go and work on the lakes, on the shipping end of
Sure.
it. And I remember, in absence of the Seaway, going down the Lachine Rapids, and there's a picture of it in this book, and they put me on the wheel in the rapids, and I was so nervous because all it takes is a wrong movement that the after end would go, and then you'd see it coming in front of you,
Really?
and you'd be looking up the river behind you instead of down, and it's very dangerous. And I went on the dock, and the ship is coming. And I bent over, and I don't know how I ever got on my, I don't know how I got, the dock was about that high from the water, and I bent over, and I pulled that young man off over my head. I don't know how I did it. And they wanted to have proper rights on the boats because
Sure.
they weren't treated properly.
No, I can well
No,
imagine.
they had to work Saturdays, Sundays, and cleaning and doing everything, and they would get fed. But you see, they held that against them, more or less, I guess. You're eating and sleeping, you should be working on Saturday and Sunday. Now, when they won the new contract, Saturday and Sunday working was called overtime, OT.
Right.
So,
And it paid better, I presume.
oh, I think the first check after that I got was about $150 for the month then.
Right.
And we used to get the money in an envelope. And then, naturally, you'd send money home in an envelope too. People were, their privacy was infringed upon because of their actions with the union. Give you an example of the union prior to the old union now, okay? They would have you out 4 or 5 hours before, sitting in the winch room, waiting, with no purpose whatsoever. But just that you were available and on waiting in there. And I said, well, why are we waiting? You should say, well, this is what they want. You got to do it.
After the strike?
After the strike, different. Everything, you're treated like human being now, treated with respect. They knew that. And I think the companies realized, hey, these are human beings that need, they're not slaves. We were treated like slaves in the early part. And anyways, so all the deckhands would go in the after end, and that's where a lot of gambling took place in the after end of the ship too. The forward end had no meeting room, and they had maybe a dart games in the after end, special recreational room,
Was back there.
right there. And everybody would congregate in there and talk and gamble and do the things. And gambling was bad on the ships. Some men would never come home; they'd be broke. Finally, I was asked by the Prudential of America to go to work for them, and I didn't know what,
Selling insurance.
yeah, and I don't know what gave them the thought that I was qualified, but I always had a great tongue for talking, I guess, and as my wife says too, and so I got into the insurance business eventually, and I put 42 years and I went into financial planning. I graduated from financial planning, and I went into corporate estate planning. Into working with corporations in Thunder Bay.
So
So,
you did this for 42 years, did you?
42 years after being a,
So you were last in an elevator then in 19 60.
But being in the elevators, working with people, real human beings, qualified for human beings, and working on the ships and being involved in basic understanding of the workforce of life and all of the needs of people. And you're, as a young man, I realized that everybody needs an income.